Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Digitalization, that's a word we've heard so many times this year, huh? Along with adaptability and upskilling. But you know, to capitalize on the digital economy, nations need to be prepared, and Singapore has embarked on an all-out push towards digitalization. Well, Singapore is well known for its world-class fixed connectivity and its world-leading fiber and 4G network penetration, plus our state-of-the-art digital infrastructure also already provides a very strong foundation. But can a sector like, say, the architecture, engineering and construction make the switch, the AEC? LeapThought is a leading tech company hailing from New Zealand. And in Singapore, LeapThought has a significant share in the digitalization market for the construction sector. In fact, more than 200 companies in Singapore are currently using its product called Fulcrum to collaborate on major construction projects. And just recently, LeapThought signed an MOU with trusted global innovator NTT Data Singapore to form a strategic partnership that seeks to accelerate the pace of digital transformation for Singapore's AEC sector. So how far or how behind is the AEC sector in Singapore when it comes to digitalization? On the line to tell us a little bit more is Rutnaka Garikipati, who is the CEO of LeapThought Group. Good morning. How are you?
A very good morning, Elliot. How are you?
I am good, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time this Monday morning. Let's talk a little bit about LeapThought. So you guys are a leading provider of strategic consulting services and business technology solutions, and it's all focused on driving transformational outcomes. What kind of presence do you have in Singapore, and could you share any big names, perhaps, that you're working with?
Yeah, sure. So in Singapore, we've been operating for the past 3 years. As you said in your intro, we've been born out of New Zealand, 10-year-old organization, and our flagship product, Fulcrum, is currently being used in Singapore across the AEC sector, namely by JTC, on a couple of prestigious industrial estates like Jurong Innovation District, Woodlands North Coast, along with about 200-odd consultants, contractors, and subcontractor organizations who actively collaborate day in, day out.
Interesting. So I asked a question, a curious one at that. How far or how behind is the AEC sector in Singapore when it comes to digitalization? Of course, when we mention AEC, it's architecture, engineering, and construction. So what is the current state of digitalization in this particular sector?
My view is Singapore is actually, because of the constraints it has in terms of having to build faster, smarter, build with minimal disruption, and so on, it actually is it's having to innovate quite rapidly. And these factors are actually forcing Singapore to leap ahead and think ahead in terms of how it should drive transformation digitally. And to that, my view is the Singapore's government, through its construction ITM, which is an industry transformation map that they have devised for construction, is actually being put in place, and there's a good support structure to help drive the digitization. So my view is whether it's to do with regulatory or compliance from a construction point of view or productivity, I believe Singapore's actually quite a leap ahead compared to other economies or countries that we are actually operating in.
Okay, well, I mean, from my point of view, and it can be a very ignorant point of view, I would think of construction industry as a very traditional sort of industry. But you mentioned productivity. What areas does digitalization help with productivity? Is it really getting rid of a whole bunch of paperwork or more than that?
Yeah, it's not just actually paperwork. I mean, if you take a look at a construction project, typically there's hundreds of people or organizations that get involved, whether it's to do with design, whether it's to do with build on-site. And with prevalence of modern technologies like BIM, which is building information modeling, you are able to now actually touch and feel the construction real life, on a day-by-day basis and interrogate your project from the comfort of your screens or your digital devices. And also the lot of information that was, traditionally in paper is now actually being sort of catered to within the BIM models, which means you can interrogate, touch, feel different aspects of it. In a building, typically you would have architecture, mechanical, electrical, and different disciplines. So being able to actually see, how the structure, comes together, supporting the multidisciplinary or multifaceted nature of the building, being able to interrogate it on devices and track progress, cost, and so on. Virtually is actually where the potential opportunity for a big leap exists.
Okay, well, with the way you put it, then would you consider Singapore somewhat a key market when it comes to the digital construction solutions around the region, and why?
So mainly because, I mean, like I said, Singapore's, you know, it's got its own challenges in terms of its limited availability of land. So you have to build smarter, faster,
right,
build with minimal disruption. So using digital technologies, you often actually get it right. You'd be able to simulate your construction ahead of time before it's actually built. So you end up cutting down time. You end up actually driving increased compliance, transparency, productivity that way, because, you know, you're simulating, you're trying it out virtually before you build it physically. So having that virtual construction, you know, part and parcel of your construction delivery mechanism is something that Singapore's, you know, adopting quite well because of the reasons that I've explained in terms of the challenges Singapore has.
Testing without breaking a sweat in that sense. Let's talk about LeapThought. And you guys signed an MOU with trusted global innovator NTT Data Singapore. And this strategic partnership basically looks to accelerate the pace of digital transformation for Singapore's architecture, engineering and construction sector. Could you tell us a little bit more about this partnership? How did it come about and what does it mean for LeapThought?
Sure. So through our journey over the past 3 years in Singapore, we've been working with basically a number of organizations, whether it's to do with commercial or public sector in nature, undertaking these large, iconic kind of projects for Singapore. So, and we are a product company. We specialize in R&D. Mm-hmm. We look to basically break new grounds. For us, being able to commercialize and accelerate the transformation and making it ubiquitous across the industry means we need to work with partners like NTT Data, who have actually proven credibility across the world in being able to deliver to large-scale kind of projects. So we've been very selective in terms of the partners that we work with, because we wanted to make sure that the partners do right by the innovation and the products that we bring through. It's just not NTT. I mean, we've been working with a number of Singaporean firms as well, very closely. And for us, it's very important to work with the ecosystem, help other Singaporean organizations that are actually playing their bit in transforming the sector. So bringing everybody together in unlocking the vision that the Singapore government has is very important for LeapThought. And hence the partnership with NTT, which is to actually drive the acceleration of the rate of transformation that we can unlock for Singapore.
There are a lot of countries around the world that are starting to reopen. And here in Singapore, we've just entered into phase two. We're about 2 weeks-ish all into phase two. Australia, New Zealand have opened for quite some time. But as a result of the various lockdowns, we've seen a halt in a lot of the construction sector. Do you think that this post-COVID-19, or we're still in COVID-19, we're still in a pandemic, do you think that this breathing room that we have now accelerates that urgency for the construction sector to quickly digitalize, and what do you think is the future of the construction sector with digitalization?
I think you asked a very important question, which is very apt right now. Over the past few months, I mean, we've been actually inundated with requests from across the board to digitize more and more services or processes, look for opportunities to eliminate paper and so on. I mean, whether it's to do with inspections that you actually have to carry on for complex mechanical, electrical type installations or civil structural type installations from a quality standpoint or safety, you know, your permits to work, equipment checklists, people making sure that, you know, there's not too many people in the same place or same construction zone. Being able to track all that from a safety point of view, whether they're actually able to observe the safe distances and so on, all this is actually coming to foreground. We're also now working with our clients in being able to track the amount of paper that's been printed, you know, constantly on site, offices traditionally, and we're looking at the data and saying, okay, how can we actually prioritize what we need to digitize?
Right.
So It's actually, when we say digitize, it's not just actually the client like a JTC, but also digitizing the entire ecosystem that actually plays a part in delivering the project. Yeah, I mean, COVID sort of brought to attention some of the processes that traditionally organizations have thought of not to be priority to be now suddenly become a priority.
Yeah, it sort of pushes you to really get things moving in a faster manner. We've been speaking with Rutnaka Garikipati, who is the CEO of Leap Thought Group. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and stay safe.
Pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.